أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله خلقكم ثم يتوفاكم ومنكم من يرد إلى أرذل العمر لكي لا يعلم بعد علم شيئا إن الله عليم قدير. والله فضل بعضكم على بعض في الرزق فما الذين فضلوا برادي رزقهم على ما ملكت أيمانهم فهم فيه سواء أفبنعمة الله يجحدون. And it is Allah who had created you, then He takes away your souls at death, then there are some who are sent back to a feeble old age, that after having known much, they know nothing. And Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing and almighty. And Allah Ta'ala has bestowed His favors to some more than others. Then those that are favored with more favors, they aren't the ones to give away their favors and their bounties to their slaves, so as to be equal with them. Will they then reject and deny the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In this entire surah, Allah ta'ala repeatedly invites us to reflect over His qudrat and His beauty, that we come to the conclusion that He is the creator and He is the one that is in supreme control. And He is the one that is bestowed. So when He is the only one, then He is only worthy of worship. Our focus, our attention should be absorbed totally in Him. So the first favor is that He has given you existence through creation, then He takes away your souls at death. Then we see the third phase of mankind, مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ. There are some who are sent back to a feeble old age, that after having known, then they lose their memories. You will find those people that have reached that extreme old age, many of them, after having known, their memories are totally lost. You will tell them one thing now, and after a few minutes they will ask you again, and so forth and so on, it carries on. So this is again the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala being manifest, where the man knew everything, and then totally there is a collapse in his memory. Physically, where he was fit and able to run about and jump freely, and now he has become totally disabled. So physically, mentally, he is losing his faculties, he is losing his abilities. So this is again the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala to impress upon you that you are not here forever, and all that what you enjoy will not continue. It is meant for you to reach a greater object, a greater goal. Use it correctly, but then reach and don't forget the goal that you have to go towards. Inna Allahu Alimun Qadir. The hadith, Rasulullah Paksam has asked for refuge of that age, Ardhalil Umur, despicable age, where people lose their memories entirely, they become total liabilities, and they become a burden upon community and society. So Rasulullah Paksam has asked for refuge for such an old age. Wallahu faddala ba'dakum ala ba'din fil rizq. Then the next favor of Allah Ta'ala, we notice that some people are favored more with Allah Ta'ala's favors than others. In everything, Allah Ta'ala has made class differences. One is wealthier, one is poorer. One is more intelligent, one is less intelligent. One is healthier, one is weaker. One has got more gifts, one has got lesser gifts. So this is the rule in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala invites our intelligence to one important fact. Those who have been favored with greater favors, who have been bestowed with greater favors, do you ever see them giving away their favors to those that are under them, their slaves or their servants in our context? Do you see them giving away all their favors to their slaves in such a way that both of them and their slaves are on an equal footing. That if you have 1 million or 2 million and you are giving them 1 million and you are keeping 1 million and you are totally equal with them in every respect, do you find that ever happening? That this doesn't happen. So when you cannot maintain that type of equality with your own servant, then how can you ever believe that Allah Ta'ala, na'uzu billah, has any equals? That person that is working for you, can you give him so much of your wealth that you become on a total equal footing with him? You aren't prepared to do so. You want to see that you maintain some sort of supremacy so as you can influence him in the way that you want to influence him. But allowing him to come on that equal footing like yourselves, then you aren't prepared to do that. So the lesson of Tawheed again becomes very manifest and clear. أَفَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. When you aren't able to do this, whereas you require and you need that slave, you can't do without that servant and that worker of yours, but then you aren't prepared to make this type of a distribution in your wealth, then how do you expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have equals? When Allah ta'ala doesn't require them, they are not something that are fulfilling any of the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No need of Allah ta'ala is being fulfilled with any person. But then you say that Allah ta'ala, na'uzu billah, has equals, then how evil and how miserable is your reasoning? Here again, some of the ulama-i kiram explain that Allah ta'ala has made mankind basically in three categories. One is that person who is so wealthy that he is good for himself and he is good for others. He is good for himself, maintains and takes care of himself, and he takes care of others. And then is the second type of person who cannot take care of others, but he is good for himself. He can sustain and take care of his own needs and requirements. Then the third person is such that he cannot take care of himself, nor can he take care of others, let alone looking after others, but he cannot take care of himself. Now, the way life continues in this world presently, you find there are two basic type of thinking. One is the socialist type of thinking, where they feel that the economy must be run by a single individual. Every other person is a slave of the economy, he is a slave to the state, and the state will see to it that everybody is treated equally. So in this manner, they have made mankind like a machine, and a machine without any feelings, without any emotions, without any sentiments. They just see to his requirements, fulfill all his needs, and that is it. So he doesn't have any incentive, there is no motivation in him, because there is nothing that is incentivizing him, nothing that is appealing to him. Whether he works hard, or he doesn't work hard, takes an ordinary job, or a higher job, he is going to be treated equally. So what's the need for him to progress? There is no motivation, hence the country cannot survive, it cannot continue, and that is why we see that this whole social concept had failed, became a failure and an embarrassment for those people who had engineered it. Then you get the second type of thinking, an ideology that we call the capitalist, where they feel that the wealth must be in the hands of a few individuals, and they will see to it that wealth and that economy revolves around them. And the rest of humanity must be not killed, but they must be enslaved to their favors. At any time and every time, then they must be enslaved to them, enslaved to their mercy, enslaved to their favors, enslaved to their thinking and reasoning. So this also is again a thing that is artificial, created by man, just for man's selfish needs and selfish reasons. Here again, the whole economy is designed that a few people begin to control. Then there is something like monopolizing and maneuvering the market to one's own convenience. You will see to it that product is monopolized. There isn't free sale and free enterprise. So this is how this is monopolized again. Again, mankind loses his freedom. So this is again a thing that has been engineered by man for one's selfish reason, for one's selfish needs and requirements, and this is also going to fail. So the actual way is the way Allah Ta'ala has designed. Leave man for free enterprise, do not corner the economy, do not corner the market to your own control, to your own convenience. Going against the very system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way it is engineered, that man eventually becomes a death slave. Something is just put before him, his feelings are stirred up, and then he buys more than what he needs, and he himself, his property, his belonging, all are bonded to the banks, and then they control his life, they influence his decision, they shape his thinking, and as a result he becomes a death slave. You will not call him the real slave that existed in the previous days, but this is a different type of slavery where the man's wealth and his belonging, everything has become enslaved, and then his thinking is beginning to be shaped by them, by those people that control the economy. He thinks like that, he reasons like that, and he behaves like that. As a result, his freedom has been totally lost. And the worst of it is then his focus, his trust, his confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally lost. He feels that the economy will shape things for him, will improve things for him, and if that thing collapses, then he collapses. His trust, his confidence, where it's supposed to be, it's shifted away from Allah ta'ala and moved on to people. So both these concepts and both these ideologies are failures, and the only way out is the way out of simplicity, way of simplicity and contentment. If man works with moderation and with contentment, then these banks cannot continue, they cannot survive. They are only surviving because of our greed, because of them spurring us up, stirring us up all the time. But each person says, no, I've got much more than my needs, and I don't have to spend more than what I need, what I can afford, then you find all these things will fail, the system of interest, bonding, all these things will just come to an end, and they will not be able to continue. So the lesson and the teaching of Islam is be content, be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always focus towards the person that is lesser privileged than yourselves. May Allah give us tawfiq.